And when I rode my saddle horse every afternoon real late, when I got her, she was an outlaw, couldn't anybody do anything with her. Pretty little, really a walking pony. She was just 14 hinds, black and this lovely. But I got away that you was talking about the tones and tournament. We'd go just so far, and I just barely touched my leg, just that little bit, and I said, "Come on, lady, let's go home." And she'd turn around, wouldn't even break up a little walk, and we'd come right on home. And I had to give her up.
Okay, to start a horse when he's standing
get up.
Still.
Okay. Get up.
And to stop.
Whoa.
And what about call to hogs to feed them? You remember?
Boy, boy, shoo-baby.
Okay, and to sheep?
I never had any sheep. I don't know. Ball is all I know. Black sheep.
Okay. And to chicken?
Chicken.
And if you want to get the horses ready to go to somewhere, you have to go.
Groom them. Hitch the horse to the buggy.
Okay, and what about if you're going to, if there were men were going to plow or something, is that have to go
harness the horse?
If you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Rein.
And the horseback riding the same?
Mm-hmm. In your left hand.
Right.
Oh, with walking horses, both of them is a certain way to hold them.
This one or this one?
This one.
Yeah. What do you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
And if you have two horses, do you know what they call the one on the left in the team?
Well, there's one is the lead horse, but now I don't know which it
okay.
is.
Okay. If something is not near at hand, you might say, "Oh, it's just a little
ways off."
And if you've been traveling and not finished your journey, you might say that you have a
long ways to go.
And if something is not very common, pardon me, if something is very common, if you don't have to look at all for it, you might say, "Oh, you can find that just about."
Just as easy without even, with your eyes closed.
Okay. And like, if you mean to say, just as easy to see it here as there or somewhere else, you say, "Oh, you can find that just any."
Easy as.
Okay, would you put something after? You can find that just any.
My mind just won't work this
well. Well, I'm not asking this very well. I'm trying to find out, would you be more likely to say any place or anywhere? Or, you can find that just any.
Oh, like you're telling me.
Right. And just that
does any goldenrod grow around here? Oh yeah, that's easy to find. It just grows everywhere.
Okay. If somebody slipped on the ice and fell
backward
and
forward.
And if you ask somebody if they caught any fish, and they might say, "No, a one."
Didn't catch a one.
And if a schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, "Why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it."
And if somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you can say, "Oh, that's all right. I didn't like it."
Anyone.
And a crying child might say, "Well, he was eating some candy and didn't give me
any."
okay. If you're talking about things that you used to do, maybe sitting around the fire at night.
Telling tales.
Okay.
Spinning yarns.
Okay, would you say, "We used to do that
often."
At night. Okay.
Or in the evening.
Okay.
That's this over here.
Right. If you want to say, "Now that child is just too spoiled. When he grows up,